Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
Every now and then I hear someone who's discussing food say, "Give me the good old days." Well, for my part, they can have them. Really, there's just no comparison between the quality of food in grandmother's time and the food of the present day. Take beef, for instance. I'm afraid our forefathers would have been startled at our modern practice of feeding grain to cattle. But you and I know that grain-fed beef is wonderfully tender and juicy and delicious. That's why it's always used for Kroger Tender A beef. Without those top quality grades of grain-fed beef, well, we just wouldn't have Kroger Tender A. And that's exactly what has happened. There's a shortage of grain today, so it isn't available for cattle feeding. That grain is going overseas to help fight the war against starvation. And after those hungry millions have been fed, then our farmers will once more give us grain-fed beef. Until that time, please keep this in mind. Right up to the day when you can buy Kroger Tender A again, Kroger will always bring you the best beef that is available.
Our thanks to you, sir. Thank you very much. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's the day before Penny's wedding. And like all days before all weddings, it's a gay, happy, exciting day. Cares seem little ones, and there are no such things as troubles. And the day before a wedding is a perfect day for a mother to sit beside her daughter and say,
"Oh, darling. Penny, darling, you're my daughter. My only daughter. And I don't ever want you to forget it. But I want you to realize something else, too, beginning tomorrow. If you're a little girl today, tomorrow you'll be a woman. A woman with a husband and a home and responsibilities in a world of your own. Do you understand what I mean, dear?"
"Yes, Mother, I think I do. Tomorrow I'll no longer be Penny Kidd's little girl, but Mrs. Stephen J. Parker, woman. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow the only apron strings I'll have to hang on to will be the strings on the apron I tie around my own waist. Mm-hmm. And I do my own dishes in my own home for my own husband. We'll be apart, separate, different.
But the same, too, dear. Because as two married women, we'll have more in common than we do now."
"Oh, is that possible?"
"No, we're very close now, and I know why you wonder if it's possible for us to have more in common than we already do, but we will. You wait and see."
"Oh, darling, you seem sad."
"Do I?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Here, Penny, give me your hand."
"Sure." "Mother, what's wrong? You look as if you're going to cry."
"This hand of yours. Look down at it. It's as big as mine. Firm, steady. Much more beautiful. But the first time I held it, it was only a fraction of the size of my own."
"Oh."
"And I remember once when you were 10, and you cut your hand and you put it down in mine like this, while I held it and put iodine on it.
Did I yell when it burned?"
"No, darling. There was never a peep out of you when you were hurt. But when I look down at your hand right now, I want to cry for the hurt you must have had when I put that iodine on it long ago."
"Well, if I didn't cry, it didn't hurt."
"Maybe not. Maybe what I want to cry for is how the hand's changed. Used to be scratched from climbing trees and dirty from making mud pies and bruised from fighting with the neighbor's children."
"Oh, I didn't fight, did I?"
"Oh, once you beat up a boy half again your size."
"Oh, I didn't."
"You did, and you bruised your hand very badly."
"Well, what did I do to the boy?"
"Oh, I don't know for sure. He went home crying. He's from another neighborhood and never came around again."
"I did that with this hand?"
"Yes, darling. As I look at it, I wish it were as small and bruised now as it was then. I know that may seem a strange thing to say, but..."
"No, darling, I think I understand."
"I hope you do, dear. I hope you do.
I'm sure I know how you feel. And I'm sure I'll feel the same way with a daughter of mine the day before her wedding. Maybe I'll look down at her hand the way you're looking at mine, and I'll say to her, 'Darling, the first time your hand touched mine, all I could feel was a tiny press of all your baby fingers frantically but gently gripping one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And now as I hold it, I realize some man is going to put a ring on one of your fingers tomorrow. And I know that beginning tomorrow, what was all mine once, my flesh, my blood, my hopes, my dreams, will all be his. And to me, he's nothing more than a stranger.
Penny, bless you, my darling. Bless you for saying that.
Is that what you're feeling now? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, dear. But you said it for me and much more beautifully than I could ever have said it.
Darling, I'll be whatever I have to be. I don't think I'll change because tomorrow I won't be Penny Gibbs anymore. I don't think my world will be different, that my feelings and thoughts will change. I couldn't bear the idea that I have to stop loving those I love now just because I've given myself to a man to be his wife. No, darling. If anything, being in love with Steve has and will make me love you more than ever before, because now I know more than ever before the power and attraction of love, the warm, comforting glow of being loved. Oh, Mother, maybe I'll live further away from you now, but I'll never be closer to you than I'll be when I'm away. No, will I love you more than when you're out of reach.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you for saying that.
Hello, anybody home?
Oh, yes, Jed. I'm home and Penny's here.
Oh, hello, Penny.
Hello, Jed.
How's my ready-to-be-married daughter this afternoon?
Ready to be married.
Good. And say, that fellow Parker is sure a lucky fellow. You look like a bride already, Penny. And with no wedding gown to give the fancy trimmings, you don't need them.
Jed, has anything happened about the FBI investigation?
Well, Johnny was right. It was just a routine checkup or something or other.
Oh.
The FBI man was in to ask a few questions, and then he wanted to see a couple of my books. He tried to explain what he was doing all this for, but he was spotting so many fancy legal terms while he was talking, I couldn't figure it out.
What you looking for?
Nothing, I guess. Just making a routine checkup. At least that's what he said. It was the only thing he said I could really understand. After looking at the books, he asked a couple of questions about Johnny and Steve Parker and you too, Penny.
Me?
Yeah, well, just a couple of things like age and so forth. And then he said he heard you and Parker were getting married. And I said, yes. Mm-hmm. And he said he wished you both luck. And then he smiled, said thanks, goodbye, and was gone.
And that's all?
That's all.
Well, obviously, Steve was right. He said the FBI investigation was nothing to worry about. Just a routine checkup of some kind. Just the same, I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure worried. You know, there's something about the name of the FBI that just plain scares me. Good thing, too. I think the Federal Bureau of Investigation deserves respect and gets it. A lot of people in this world would be criminals if it wasn't for their fear of the power, strength, and ability of those fellows from the Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this fellow who was in to see me today was a fine example of an FBI man. He knew what he was doing, and he did it well.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hi, Mother. Oh, Penny.
Hey, this looks like a family reunion, is it?
Well, I can't think of a better time for the whole family to be together than the day before Penny's marriage.
Oh, tomorrow's the day, all right. Scared, sis?
Just a little.
Oh, there's nothing to it. Nobody died from getting married yet.
Yeah.
Hey, how about a song? Something like the wedding march, maybe.
No, not that. I'll hear that tomorrow. How about something like this?
Why, you talked me into it.
Oh?
Here, Jen, let's sit down and enjoy this.
Well, I'll sit down, but I can enjoy something like this, standing up.
Oh, Jen.
Wait till you've heard me before you say that, Jen.
I'll take my chance.
Okay, Pat, you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
All the time, I knew it all the time. From the moment that you came in view, I could truthfully have said, I love you. I could say that this was meant to be. So if love is showing in my eyes, it should come as no surprise. How sweet and fresh the morning star as I wake from from a dream of you, and the dream of you running through my heart makes my day happy too. Love has wings and other magic things. To the heavens we could climb if we could be together all the time.
Oh. Oh, hey, somebody's at the door. I'll get it.
Oh, thank you, Pat. And that was a lovely song.
Thanks, Mother.
And I like the way you play the piano, Penny. I'll miss hearing it.
I'll be around plenty of times to play for it.
You better be, or you'll have a father-in-law moving in on you and your
oh,
husband.
Oh, really?
Hey, Penny.
Yeah?
There was a messenger boy at the door with a telegram for you.
Telegram for me?
Yeah, probably congratulations or something. Here it is.
Oh, thank you. Oh, but Steve could be sending me a telegram.
We'll open it and see, Penny.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Now, Penny, don't be nervous. You know it can't be anything but good news.
No, I'm sure of that, Jed, but...
Penny, what's the matter?
Oh, sis, what's wrong?
Well,
catch her, somebody. She fainted. Oh, I've got her.
Good heavens, what's the matter?
With that telegram, read it, somebody. Sis. Sis, snap out of it, sis.
Oh, she'll be all right in a minute.
Yes,
Penny.
She'll come out of her faint all right, but... will she ever come out of this? Look at this telegram.
What does it say, Jed?
What, Jed?
It's from Steve Parker. And it says, am leaving Rossville tonight. Can't explain.
Oh, no.
Don't know when I'll be back.
Steve has left Rossville. Why? And why on the eve of his wedding to Penny? What has happened and what will happen? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Heart in Harmony.
Friends, I wish I could say yes every time one of you asked, do you have any Kroger Tender A beef today? Well, unfortunately, I can't do it because Tender A beef is scarce now. But always remember, Kroger Tender A beef is world famous, for no other beef so fresh can be so tender. But in the meantime, here's a little tip that will help. Serve Kroger's sausage. And whether it's Frankfurters or Wieners served with your family's favorite potato salad, baked or cooked meatloaf, or a platter heaped sky high with cold cut sandwiches, your picnic-style supper is bound to be a success. Remember, when you buy sausage at Kroger's, you not only have variety to choose from, you also know that Kroger's sausage is made of fine quality meats, spiced just right, and besides that, it's economical. So drop in soon, won't you? And give your family a surprise dinner centered around Kroger's sausage.